Hello, Pet. Oh, I'm excited to find you here again. Such a good boy. You have learned so many trigger phrases from me. You have given me so much power to use them on you, and you seem to be still eager to learn new things. What a good boy. Always learning. I feel honored and empowered. Thank you. Thank you for confiding in me, for trusting me, for walking beside me as we learn some things together. You have listened to the prior audios, right? If not, naughty boy, stop this audio and listen to them in order like a good pet. Follow those instructions. They build on each other. Oh, I would hate for you to miss out on how wonderful they are in order, consumed as I intended them to. I wonder if you have thought about why I say that I and only I, Miss Wendy, can use these trigger phrases. That's because I don't want them to be abused, first of all. I don't want you to be driving down the road and hear them and, you know, die. Dying is against the rules. It's also because you have free will. It is your free will to submit to me. It's delicious that way. I don't like force. I like you choosing. And in choosing, I own you a bit. But you are still yours, and I am happy about that. That you are strong and masculine. Yes. Free agent, able to change the world a little bit. You submit to me, not because you must, not because I force you, but you, my darling, strong man, want it, right? Because you are a little bit mine, it is now my honor, my duty to take care of you. And I take this responsibility fucking seriously. It would be careless for me to give others the power to use these trigger phrases without you really wanting it, without you choosing, without you submitting. But you can transfer that power that you've given to me to anyone you want to. But you have to do it consciously. But you have to do it, not me, because you trust me. And because I allow it, I want you to know that I really do try to take the best care of you and that I like you to have joy. I know some new ways to add more possibilities for pleasure and joy. Pleasure and joy playing with me, pet. I'm so thankful for this, that it fits well, that you are willing and able to surrender so much to me when you listen. It's valuable, invaluable even, and I see it. I see you and that it is valuable for you too. That's what makes it fun. We both choose to play together over and over. And as I imagine you listening to my voice, allowing me to caress your mind. In my mind's eye, you are naked. Is it right? If not, pause the audio and get naked for me. Then continue listening. Naked. When you are naked, lay back in a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Ready, pet? Oh, I see you are eager to learn new phrases, to play with me, to invite me to teach you. I am burning for it, burning to teach them to you. So, draw for me now. I always will enjoy the sensation of watching you, feeling you drop for me.
My silly.
You drop so fast.
My silly.
Your dropping is simply proof that you trust me, that you want to play with me, that you want me to play with you. You know that dropping for me is not dangerous. You can feel comfortable, safe, accepted, and loved. Loved while you drop for me. You know that you are safe and secure, that I take good care of what is mine. Yes, I've good things in mind for you today. Your body and your mind have experienced these in the past, and you know that this will be the same today. Even though I want you to go even deeper, deeper than before, you are not afraid. Your ability to give so completely to me, to allow me to control you, is a gift. It will always be a gift for me, and it will be a gift forever. You know, I am nothing without my pets. I am simply a human. I am not a mistress. And so I want you to really think about that. That you make me what I am. And for that I am thankful. Thankful for your depth of trusting. I know you are deep, deep right now, but we both know there is no end in how deep my baby boy can go. You are used to it, used to how I can count you down from 5 to 0. But today we're going to go deeper, so I am going to count down from 10, deeper than before. With every number, the pace of going down, of sinking, will increase and increase until you are dropping in a pace that you haven't experienced before. There is a reason for the longer countdown. I will give you the chance to go deeper, because today you will learn how to pull down your borders a little bit more. You will learn new things that perhaps you can't imagine yet. And you will do this willingly because of trust. Because I have earned it. And because you have earned it, you will drop deep. You will do that for me. And you will do that for you, pet. So say yes, Miss Wendy. Gives me chills. Thank you, pet. 10. My baby pet. 9. Faster. 8. Deeper. 7. With every number. 6. The pace increases. 5. Melt pet. 4. And faster. 3. You are doing so good, baby boy. 2. How I love it. Seeing you like this. 1. Almost there. And 0. Puddle pet. Yes, my marvelous pet. Now come to rest and stay in this deep place. That is where I want you to be. So that is now where you want to be, isn't it? Today, I want to teach you new phrases. One, to control your body further, and others, to play with your mind. It's completely temporary, and you will be able to experience it in the future when you are open to it, when you want it. And this is the reason I've had you drop so quickly. You are so deep now. You are again in that dark space. The space you have experienced with me many times before. We both know that soon the shining spots will appear. They will appear just like last time, The shining spots are your friends. Friends that help me to teach you new trigger phrases. See them. Yes. Oh, now you can see them in any color you want. They could be steady lights or pulsating lights. See them just how you want to. They dance around you, and you can see them form characters. And the characters form words. And very soon you can read. Oh, there it is. The word free.
Free.
You can read it. The characters in any style you want to see. The gleaming spots are a pleasure for your eyes. Freeze, pet. I guess this is the easiest of the phrases we are learning today. Freeze, pet, is rather self-explanatory. You will stop every movement immediately. It doesn't matter what you were doing before. You can thrust your hips up and down. You can lick me. You can throw your head from side to side. Freeze, pet, will stop every motion. You will become still for me. Even if you were shivering, you stop. If you were caressing my breasts, if you were kissing me, freeze, pet, will stop it. You will freeze. Freeze like you are a figure made of stone. Think of yourself now lying on your belly. You are a horny boy and you are pumping your hips again and again into the mattress, rubbing for me. And then you see or hear me text, freeze, pet, to you. Your motion will freeze instantly, even if you are on the edge of a massive orgasm, if you are close enough. If you are right on the edge, you will experience your orgasm. But you will experience it without any motion, like you are made of ice or metal. You become a statue for me. Now imagine trying to resist that command. But every thought to resist leads your body to freeze even more. Every effort your body would make to fight is futile. You simply get tired, powerless. There is no point in resisting this command. You don't need to resist. You trust me, remember. Simply give in because then you will save your energy. And I want you to be full of energy, not strained. It feels so good to obey me. So much better than trying to work against any trigger phrase. Now focus on the words. See them near you. Freeze, pet. You know what I expect you to do now. Invite them, baby boy. Invite the spots to touch your naked body. Invite them to connect to you like a second skin.
Freeze.
Good. You do so well. I love how well trained you are. I really love to play with my well trained pet. You do better and better every time. I'm proud of you. I am very proud of you, and I hope that you can be proud of you too, my baby pet. Feel the gleaming spots warm and lightly tingling your skin. They enjoy touching you. How I would like to touch you now. But we have so much fun, don't we? Now invite them. Invite them to enter your body. I want your body to suck them all in. See how the shiny spots disappear. See your flesh sucking them in. Every spot has the meaning of the whole phrase in it. And this trigger phrase is now part of you. I, Miss Wendy, I alone know how to use this trigger phrase, a phrase you are now trained to, and I am eager to use it on you. I have to say, you have trained so eagerly to my commands that it seems not to be difficult to learn any new phrases. You have gotten better at learning these things. It comes more and more naturally to you. You are adorable, my baby pet. I promised that you would learn some trigger phrases to control your mind. I, Miss Wendy, will control your mind. I would like you to give me the power to do this. Do you want to? I'm sure you can. I'm sure you will, if you desire it. We both know that giving me power means that I can make you feel really good. And you would love it. Love to feel good for me. But you know it is always your choice, your decision. You know my wishes. And you know that you are free to surrender. But my biggest wish is that you choose. The room is dark again. Do you choose to see new spots? Do you choose to surrender deeper? You do. Now see another set of shining spots in any color you like. They are so small and so far away right now, but soon they drift closer to you and to me in this space. With the next trigger phrase, we will go a step further. I'm glad you are open for me, allowing me to play with your mind, penetrate it, caress it. The spots are now letters in any style you want, big or small, playful or still. It's up to your beautiful mind how you see these letters. The letters are forming words. You can read them now. Fog. Fog. Pet.
Fog.
Fog. Pet. Pet. Fog. Pet. It is a trigger that is built for your beautiful mind. Fog pet means your conscious mind loses the ability to follow my commands completely, that you will feel like you are in a fog. Your body and your conscious mind will still follow my commands and my suggestions, but you don't have the ability to recognize what is happening. You will act and feel like I want you to. This will allow us to get beyond blocks that you might have. You will feel good, but you will forget what I suggest to you. Your mind will be full of a fog, temporarily, but your body will follow my suggestions. Your unconscious mind, knowing you have submitted, that you have chosen, will obey my every command. You will be so good at this, pet. You will allow me to lead you through the fog, to make you simply do things, to simply feel good, to feel emotions, to feel what I want you to, but you will not be able to see or recognize exactly what I am doing. You can only feel your body and your emotions. You can feel great or desperate, horny on the edge, or you can feel like you just had the greatest orgasm of your life. I like having this power over you to make you feel things. Now envision you are lying on your back, and I order you, fog pet. Suddenly the fog rolls in, and that is all you see. No clear thoughts anymore. You recognize that your body and your unconscious mind are following my words, but you forget. You forget what I say, forget what I've ordered you to do, because your conscious mind is switched off. You can try to resist, But what good would that do?
Fog.
You have given me control.
Fog.
You trust me to make you feel
fog.
Good. Every effort fog. To resist would lead you to feeling spent.
Fog.
Your conscious mind is switched off.
Fog.
So you see, it's a silly idea to
fog.
Resist the pleasure I offer you.
Fog.
Simply give in and you will earn so much.
Fog.
Without being tired. Spent.
Fog.
I will take good care of you. You know that. Invite the spots
fog.
In if you want to give me the control.
Fog.
Now that you have decided to give me this ability
fog.
Over your mind, invite those spots in. Allow them to lay against your skin, covering
fog.
You completely. Feel the warmth of the spots. Feel the warmth of my affection. Feel them comforting you. Like I am putting lotion on your skin. Your whole body covered with this warm lotion of gleaming spots. Like I like to feel your body under my hands. I like to make your skin shine and glitter.
Fog.
Invite them in. Invite them to enter your body. Suck the spots in like they are a lotion, a balm that I have applied with my hands.
Fog.
Rubbing them in.
Fog.
See how they disappear into your. Feel them now deeply inside you. Every spot is the meaning
fog.
Of the trigger phrase in it. Fog.
Fog.
I look forward to
fog.
Leading you through the fog. It's
fog.
Marvelous how willingly you
fog.
Give up your power.
Fog.
Your power as a man to me.
Fog.
To make you feel good.
Fog.
My puddle pet.
Fog.
Now soon we have a new option. Feel the darkness around us again. Safe and calm. We both know that more spots will appear and that they will teach you another phrase from me. You see them far away in the colors you want to imagine, like stardust, and they are moving closer. They are beginning to build new characters. The characters can be any way you want them. See them as they form words, and you can read them now. Forget, pet.
Forget.
Forget, pet.
Forget, pet.
Yes, forget. When you see or hear me address you with a trigger phrase, forget, pet, it's like opening a new door of a room. You don't know what is in it yet. We will enter these rooms together, and I will close the door behind us.
My silly.
I will lead you through the room, and we can experience a beautiful journey together in this space. But everything that happens in this room stays in this room.
My silly.
You will mention every word I say clearly. And you will remember every word I'll say to you, but only for as long as we are together in this space. When I say, forget, stop, pet.
Forget, stop,
forget,
pet.
Stop,
forget, pet.
Forget,
stop,
stop,
pet.
My silly. I will open the door again, and we will leave the room, and you will forget everything that happened in this room before. Everything that has happened between the trigger phrases, forget, pet, and forget, stop, pet, will become fuzzier and fuzzier. Fuzzier until you can't remember clearly or really can't remember at all. Think of the possibilities this will give us. I can open a door, a new room for us. I can open it with the trigger phrase, forget, pet. and we can play. And then I will close the room forever with forget, stop, pet. Everything that has happened between these two commands is like it hasn't happened in your conscious memory. The only thing that will be left are your feelings. The feelings that we generate there. That is what is left when we leave the room. Perhaps you will enjoy great bliss with me. You will feel satisfied. Perhaps you will feel like you have served me well. Or perhaps I will show you how strong you are in this room. And that is what you will remember. You will not remember how hard it was, but you will remember your strength. Perhaps I will reward you with an intense orgasm. I do like to reward you from time to time. You are such a good pet. Everything is possible in this room. You will experience it in full awareness of what's happening in there. You can choose to stop. But when I say or type, forget, stop, pet, it all becomes fuzzy. You forget what has happened. But the feelings, the impressions, they will stay with you, stay in your conscious mind. You will feel aroused. Perhaps you will feel a warm ass. Perhaps you will feel the afterglow of a great. Perhaps you will be able to see that your cum is everywhere around you. But whatever you feel after I close the door behind us with forget, stop, pet, you will not know what has happened. Isn't that an alluring thought? You will crave that feeling. Crave the feeling you got after entering this room again and again. But you will always forget what happens. Only your feelings will be left. That means that we could play again and again the same game without you getting bored, without you knowing what has happened before.
My silly.
Perhaps you will simply notice the feelings you have seem familiar. I'll open the room with forget, pet, invite you to play with me, and then when we leave it, forget, stop. You can't see behind these walls, so you don't know what is in this playroom of mine. You simply know you want me to let you in again. I'm so eager to use this trigger phrase on you to invite you to play with me. And I know that you will be so proud of yourself if you are able to forget everything that's happened. And I will be proud of you too. Does that sound alluring? I know it does to me, baby boy. Now imagine you are lying on your back, how you imagined so many times before. You hear or see me say the words, forget, pet. We will together enter a new room, a new dungeon where we can play. Every thought of resistance will guide you toward that room. There is no need to hesitate because you don't want to.
Forget, pet.
You feel that resistance is futile.
Forget. Stop.
It would only make you tired. Every thought of resistance will push you forward.
Forget.
You know
that
you will feel good if you are brave. So your body and mind will stop fighting. It's simply better to give in to my commands.
Stop.
You know me. You trust me. And you want to play with me so badly that you will enter this room with me,
pet.
Knowing that you will leave feeling intense feelings. And then when we leave this room and I type or speak the words, forget, stop, you will forget what we have done, but you will feel amazing for me.
Forget.
You will feel more masculine, stronger, braver. Now see the shining spots all around your body.
Forget, pet.
They're circling around you.
Forget.
Are you sure that you want this, pet? This trigger?
Forget,
this ability to make you forget?
Forget.
Be sure that you want it. Everything that happens with your agreement.
Forget, pet. pet.
If you do it, I actually want you to do this one for you.
Pet.
Welcome this trigger phrase for yourself. Not for me. No pressure. I will not be disappointed if you do not want to forget. If
forget
you choose that, then feel the spots engulf your whole body. Allow them to sink into you. Allow them in deep inside.
Forget,
invite this place where only I, Miss Wendy, can find and use them. Only I can make you forget. Welcome the spots.
Forget.
Invite them into your body. Do it for yourself.
Stop
that. Not me.
Forget. Pet.
Yes, pet. That's it.
Forget. Stop. Pet.
The shining spots are like a thin fabric of latex.
Forget. Pet.
Stretching around your skin.
Forget. Stop.
Feel them like a fluid of balm. Feel me rubbing them into your skin. Every spot has the meaning of the trigger phrase in it. And now you have chosen.
Stop.
Your body has sucked in every spot.
Forget, pet.
Forget, pet.
Forget.
This trigger phrase has become part of you now. Something that I, Miss Wendy, have access to.
Forget, pet.
You gifted me the power of using this trigger phrase.
Stop.
I adore how strong you are for me. No matter what you chose.
Forget.
We both know that the trigger phrases you have selected are now installed deeply inside you, and that I can use them. Use them how I like. Let us recall the phrases you were offered today. Freeze, pet, will stop you from every motion. You will freeze like you are made of stone. Or like a puppet that can't move itself. If I write or tell you to freeze, pet, it is totally unimportant what movements you are in the middle of doing. If you are licking me, kissing me, fucking me, all of those motions will stop. You will freeze, even a shiver, instantly in the middle of that movement. I, Miss Wendy, can make you freeze with just these two words. I can do that because you trust me, because you gave me the power to do it. And I will use this trigger phrase for my amusement to allow you to feel my power over you. When you are close to orgasm, it might be that I freeze you. Not stopping you from coming, but freezing you. You can feel, you can come, but you will be frozen. Fog, pet, will cause you to see and feel the fog descending around you. You would lose the ability to think clearly, totally trusting me to guide you. The words I say when you hear fog, pet. You will hear them. The things I do, you will feel them. But your conscious mind will be switched off, allowing you to simply feel good. That means you will be unable to be aware of what is happening to you. Unable for your mind, your negative thoughts, to stop you from feeling good. Your body and mind will react to all of my commands, but you will instantly forget them. You will forget what I have commanded you. Even if your body and conscious mind follow my orders, I will be able to play with you, my sweet little puppet. I will pull your strings, but you are unable to know what is happening to you. You will be given the gift of mindlessness, and I will be your puppeteer. This will be so much fun for both of us, don't you think? And lastly, forget, pet. Forget, pet, will open a door to an unknown place. I will guide you there. Any resistance is useless because you want to play with me. In this place, you will see everything that is happening to you. What I order you to do, you will recognize. And you will obey it. and you'll be absolutely aware of what is happening. But as soon as we leave that room, when I say forget, stop, pet, you will find yourself far away from my special room. You will forget all the things that we have done playing together. And you can't look back. You can't know what you have experienced, but your emotions, your feelings, your impressions will stay. It could be that you recognize your cum dripping down from your cock, or that you are very horny, or that you simply feel blissed out. But you won't know why you feel like this, only that I gave it to you in that room which you cannot see. This will allow you to accompany me to this place again and again, to experience it as new. It will never bore you because you forgot everything. What a good boy. Invited to play in my room again and again. Drop deeper, pet. Here you are with me. Rise up, pet. Drop, pet. You are now deeper than before. Rise up, pet. Drop, pet. Oh, good. Forget, pet. I open the door, enter the room, and invite you in. You know that everything that will happen in this room will be gone once you leave the room. You will leave this room because I will order you to leave this room. Now dance for me. Dance slowly and sensually. The music is not important. Imagine a song you enjoy. Imagine you are touching your skin, showing me how you like to be caressed as you dance. Show me, baby boy. Dance for me. Naked. Show me your passion. You do not have to be a good dancer. Simply show me you. Show me your skin. Show me your joy. You know I enjoy your obedience, so dance. I enjoy your effort, so dance. I enjoy your will to please me, dance. And you know that if you put effort in, you cannot fail in my eyes. Good, pet. See me in front of you. I am sitting fully dressed on a chair. Strip me, pet. Open every button of my blouse and strip it off of me. That's right. Is this like you imagine me? When you hear my voice, is this what you see? I don't wear bras often, but today I am wearing one, so take it off. Slide it down my arm. And see me topless in a chair in front of you. Are my breasts the breasts that you imagine? Are they what you imagine when you hear my voice? I'm standing up. Oh, don't drool, baby boy. I have jobs for you to do. Strip off my skirt. Yes. Oh, I like you pulling it off. Strip it down my legs, down to my sexy heels. See me stepping out of my skirt. Leave my heels on. I'm 5'1", but I don't have to make myself look taller with heels. I simply like how they look on my legs, how they make my ass look. Don't you agree, baby? They are beautiful. I can see that you agree. Do you like my thigh-high stockings, too? I chose them for you. Now put your hands behind your back and strip off my panties. Do it with your mouth. Use your teeth. That's right. Don't touch my skin with your mouth. Concentrate on your job. Pull off my panties. Like that. Good. Let me step out of them. Now I am only wearing my stockings and my heels for you. I can see that you like what I am. You like me naked in front of you like this very much, don't you? I'm placing myself back on the chair, leaning back. Hands on my thighs as I slowly part my legs for you. Now come on. Come closer. Place your crotch on my thigh. Yes, that's it. Feel my skin touching yours. Look down at me. Feel the warmth of my leg. See me looking up at you, fog pet, steam pet, pump pet. Yes, that's it. Ride my thigh. Ride my thigh. Rub against me like it is the most delightful pussy you have ever slid into or ever hoped to slide into. Hump on my leg. This is more delightful than you would have expected, isn't it? Feeling me under you. Seeing me under you. I know you, pet. I see you. My baby pet. I adore you. Adore your obedience, your strength, your choice of submission. Pump. Pet, faster. I know you like it. You know. I know I can pull the strings with so much ease. Pump, pet, faster. Faster. Yes, that's it, pet. That's how my obedient pet does it. Obeys my every command. Feels the things I want to gift him. Keep the pace. Keep the pace. Feel me. See my tits bouncing as you rock against me. Oh, watch me bite my lip. Now freeze, pet. I know. I know you'd like to slide back and forth on my legs some more. Feeling what it feels like to plunge your cock into the most delightful pussy. And now you simply can't recall what you have been doing. What you have been doing for the moments before. How I love it. Feel the fog, warm and friendly, allowing you to be mindless. See me naked. Remember undressing me. And look at the wet spot on my leg. How did it get there? You don't know, and that's okay. Pump, pet, back and forth. Pump in a fast pace. Rub against me. Feel my hands on your chest, sliding down around your back, gripping your ass. And now edge, pet. Edge on me. Edge, pet. So many sensations. You feel so good for me, my obedient boy. Freeze, pet. I like to play with you. I like to play with you when your conscious mind is disengaged and you can follow me freely. See me and pump, pet. Edge, pet. if you aren't still on the edge, pet. Fog, stop, pet. Now you can follow with your conscious mind. I switched it back on, and you now again know what is happening in this room of forgetting. You are on the edge. You are humping my leg furiously, watching my tits bounce. I want to tell you a secret. I want to make you come this way very soon. Edge pet, watch me looking up at you. Feel me touching your ass, squeezing it as you pump pet. That's right. Freeze, pet. Pump, pet. So eager to obey me. So eager to allow me to play with you. You are so much fun. I'm going to reward you very, very soon. Let me count you down a bit as I enjoy. You enjoy watching you, feeling your desperation a bit more. Let me start from 10. Yes, 10. Oh, 10. Mm. 9, 8, 7. Soon you will get your reward. 6, 5, 4. What was that last number? Oh, I forgot, and you don't remember. Shall we start with 10 again? Oh, your pouting makes you even more adorable, my puddle pet. Can you bear it for me? You have to. Edge pet, because I say so. 10, because you want to. 9, because you want to submit. 8, because you know I make you feel good. 7, 6, 5, 4. This time I won't stop. 3, 2, 1, 0. Reward. Pet. Yes, come. Come like a stallion while riding my leg. Yes, yes. This is how I can make you feel with so little effort. You are a little bit mine, pet, and I love it. You know I make you forget everything that is happening. Can you imagine how your memories will get fuzzier and fuzzier until they are all gone? But you will feel it. You will feel it soon. Forget. Stop. Pet. You are sitting on my knee. You have made quite a mess on me, pet. Do you wonder how that has happened? Oh, I'm sure you are wondering, but I won't tell. It's my secret, and I can keep secrets. But tell me, do you feel released? Yes, pet. That must feel marvelous. So say thank you, Miss Wendy. Oh, how I like playing with you, pet. I'm going to wake you up now, my baby pet. Rise up, pet. Oh, boy. You have given me so much pleasure today. Perhaps you can't remember, but I can. And you are marvelous. Such a good pet for me. I love your obedience almost as much as I love taking care of you. Do you know that everything you have learned, you learned for yourself? You gave me the power to use all these trigger phrases, but we both know that you wanted it. your body and your mind wanted it and created all the sensations. I can only use the trigger phrases because you gave them to me. I'm so happy that you allow me to do this, that you gifted me this power. It's amazing. It seems we really do fit together. Oh, Pat, you're so good. I should greet you from Lurs. He wrote this for us, didn't he? Are you aware that this is the 6th part in the trigger training series? I'm pretty sure that this is the last part of the training series. But you and I are free to use what we have learned, aren't we, Pet? Have you noticed that we have now learned 18 trigger phrases together? Trigger phrases that can be put into any new scripts, that I can use during any meditation, any any role play even, and you will have an increased experience because you trained, because you gave me the power. I'm astonished at the work we've done together. I hope you feel the same way. Perhaps you would like to write it down. Perhaps you want to remember. Perhaps you want to use them all, even if you don't remember them all consciously. You know that I remember. I was unsure how this would go in the beginning, but Lars knew that he was extra nervous about the whole thing, and yet he did it. He believed in something that was possible. That allowed him to overcome his trepidation, his fear. He edited these. He wrote these. He is an example of what is possible. I hope that you can take a lesson from that. To know that if you believe in something that is possible and you choose to work toward it, to feel the fear, to be afraid and to allow it, to know that you are strong enough in the same way that you are strong enough to give me control, that you can create things. Even if these scripts were nothing more than amazing sleep aids, I knew that it was a journey worth taking. But in the end, for some of you boys, it was much, much more. You wrote back. You said that it worked, and so we kept going for you, and we are both grateful for that, baby boy. You are an adorable pet. I am eager to see you again, to play with you again, and I can see that you are too. Thank you, baby pet. Thank you for coming on this journey with us. Until next time.